Pitiser is the CEO of Lincoln Co. International, an automotive company that focuses on innovative car purchasing and ownership models primarily aimed at a younger demographic. When I interviewed Elaine, we spoke about Lincoln Co. and what it is that sets them apart from other automotive companies. We also talked about the future of mobility and what customer needs car companies must fulfill in the years to come. On this rapid-fire episode, I ask him a series of more personal questions, including whether he passes driver's test on the first try, what his living room on wheels looks like, and what he would uninvent if he could. Let's take a listen. The final part is what we call rapid fire. So I'm going to shoot some quick questions at you. They can be fast answers. If you don't want to answer, you can say pass. What was the first car you ever bought or owned? First car.
It was a black Ford Escort XR3i Cabriolet. I was so proud. It was in 1987.
Ooh, convertible. Did you pass your driver's test on the first try?
I didn't. It was on the second try.
Oh, what happened? What happened on the first try?
I drove too fast. Yeah, I broke the speed limit on the first drive. I'll never forget. I didn't even realize it. And when I stopped, he said, everything was fine, but you broke the speed limit on one street. And I was so sad. And a week after, I passed.
Tell me your best speeding ticket story. Obviously, you're speeding even before you have your license. What's the best one you'd love to tell us about?
The best one I like to tell is was on a Corvette about when I worked at GM. I test drove a Corvette. I woke up at 5 in the morning, went in Germany on a motorway with 4 lanes and drove an insane high speed just to test it. And then I slowed down as the speed limit kicked in. And I couldn't slow down fast enough to get to the speed limit. So I got a speeding ticket going down from my insane speed to the allowed speed because I couldn't reduce the speed fast enough.
What was that insane speed?
It was 304 kilometers per hour.
Well, that's a good ad for the Corvette, right?
It is.
We talked a little bit about autonomous cars, and on the Future Car Podcast, we like to call them the living room on wheels. So imagine you're in a five-hour car ride in your living room on wheels. You're not driving, so you can do whatever you want. Describe your living room on wheels autonomous car. What's inside?
Inside, it's very minimalistic. It's very calm colors. It's perfectly isolated. I don't hear anything. And most of all, it's got a super insanely good music installation. That's going to be for me the key things. And almost no buttons.
Is it going to be orange and pink everywhere? Is that going to be your two colors?
No. That we do that to shock a bit with Lincoln Co. My personal car will be more like a, I would say, natural colors, very sleek, very minimalistic. Yeah.
What person, living or not, anyone from the past or currently alive, would you want to spend that five-hour car ride with?
Yeah, I was thinking of that. I couldn't think of any really named as that I really would like to. But if it's probably somebody from the past, I think it would be Einstein. I've always been intrigued by his modern thinking in early age. It would be him, yeah.
What car best describes your personality?
There isn't any. It's strangely enough, is I don't have old timers because I like things to work really well. I would never drive a really luxury bragging car, a Ferrari. I've always loved Aston Martins from a design point of view. I think it's insane, but I would never drive one. First, I can't afford it. And secondly, I think it's to show off. It wouldn't be me. So I would really always drive really good cars, but nothing too stand out. It doesn't fit me.
A muscle car maybe, or maybe No.
Definitely not. I remember when I worked at GM, I sometimes took a Hummer home, and that was to please my boys. They just loved it. You felt like you're in an action movie, and I really enjoyed it, but it's not my thing, no.
All right. If you could invent one thing, what would it be? Magically invent it.
I think it would be a legal drug to make people smile.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. A legal one. That's an important part of that answer.
Yeah.
If you could magically uninvent one thing, uninvent, make it disappear, poof, what would that be?
Weapons.
Greatest talent not related to work.
I think it's probably I'm obsessed by making people feel well when I get in a restaurant and I get served in an incredibly rude way and I see this person is really, really bad. I never complain. I always think like, oh, the poor guy or poor girl must be going. So I start being incredibly friendly and I'm always so impressed how that works, how people feel bad that they act bad when you're nice to them. So I like to use that very often.
So here's the final question. Tell us something about yourself that would surprise your friends and family.
I was thinking of that. It's the most difficult one. I only found one thing is that I never have a hangover.
Oh, you're a lucky person. That's great.
Yeah, it's a nice quality to have. I never have a hangover.
So you can now drink everyone and know that the next morning you'll be the only one that feels good.
Yeah, it's funny. I got that question, maybe to end also on that note. When you join Lincoln Co., every Friday, all new employees introduce themselves online and live wherever they are to their new employees. And they always have to say their name, where they come from, where they've worked. And then they have to say what their superpower is. So, and there, Ed, you hear the most fun things. I hope we've all recorded them because it's hilarious. So I got asked that question as well. And it's the same answer I gave. It's a practical one to have, never having a hangover.
Well, if you can add that hangover pill to your smiley pill, I think you're gonna have quite an experience. Get that dispenser inside the O1 someday. Elaine, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck with Link & Co.
Thank you very much, and it's been a true pleasure.
A big thank you to Alan Visser for coming on the show and sharing his expert insight on mobility and its future. This has been a Future Car Rapid Fire episode. I'm your host, Ed Bernardin, and thanks for listening.